Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Chile agreed to hold discussions toward comprehensive economic partnership agreement to boost trade and investment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chile President Gabriel Boric Font hold talks in New Delhi. Parliament passes Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 to come up for consideration and passing in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Defence exports surged to record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in last fiscal, registering a growth of 12.04%. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav calls for techno-legal approach to tackle crime. At least 18 people killed in fire at a crackers factory in Banaskantha district of Gujarat. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings opt to bowl against host Lucknow Super Giants. And now the news in detail. India and Chile today exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, "Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America." He said in today's discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both the sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
आज हमने एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने के लिए अपनी टीम्स को निर्देश दिए हैं. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स के क्षेत्र में साझेदारी को बल दिया जाएगा. रेजिलिएंट सप्लाई और वैल्यू चेन्स को स्थापित करने के लिए काम किया जाएगा. कृषि के क्षेत्र में एक दूसरे की क्षमताओं को जोड़कर फूड सिक्योरिटी सुनिश्चित करने के लिए सहयोग किया जाएगा. डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, रेलवे, स्पेस तथा अन्य क्षेत्रों में भारत अपना सकारात्मक अनुभव चिले के साथ साझा करने के लिए तैयार है.
Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments, and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges.
We have come here to consolidate the 7 decades of our relation with India, which are based in the earlier visits from Chile. I have the honor of being the 3rd president who is visiting India. We have a cultural exchange. India has converted into the 7th position of our partner, which invites us to boost our relations with India.
Briefing media this afternoon on Chile President's visit, Secretary East in External Affairs Ministry, Periyasamy Kumaran, said the two countries have agreed to hold discussions toward a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, to expand trade and investment.
The two leaders witnessed the exchange of several bilateral documents and MOUs. These include the letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation, cultural exchange program for the period 2025-29, agreement on cooperation and mutual assistance in customs matters, MOU for cooperation in the disability sector, MOU on police cooperation against organized crime, cybercrime and combating corruption, MOU on disaster management, and renewal of the amended MOU in the field of geology and mineral resources.
Parliament has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, Anand, as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Cooperation Muralidhar Mohol said, "In the last 3.5 years, the government has taken several initiatives to give new direction to the cooperative sector." The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Talking to the media at Parliament House today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. He added that during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hours is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. Telugu Desam Party has also issued whip for its MPs in the Lok Sabha. Meanwhile, inter-block floor leaders in both the Houses of Parliament held a meeting in New Delhi this evening to discuss their strategy on the Waqf Amendment Bill. The meeting was attended by senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Mallikarjun Kharge, as well as Professor Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, T.R. Balu of DMK, Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party, and others. Talking to a news agency, JPC Chairman Jagdambika Pal said that the bill aims to help poor Muslims and Pasmanda.
ये बिल किसी सियासत से नहीं है, ये बिल केवल देश के गरीब आम मुसलमानों की बेहतरी के लिए है, पसमानदा के लिए है, ख्वातीन के लिए है. इसमें पूरे देश के स्टेक होल्डर से बात किया, देश के सभी स्कॉलर से, वाइस चांसलर से, बार एसोसिएशन से. इस पे कुछ लोग सियासत कर रहे हैं, लेकिन ये देश को गुमराह कर रहे हैं.
The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Defence exports have surged to a record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, registering a growth of 12.04%. The ministry in a statement today said that Defence Public Sector Undertakings or DPSUs have shown a significant increase of 42.85% with 8,389 crore rupees in exports. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the country is marching towards achieving the target of increasing defence exports to 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today called for a techno-legal approach to tackle crime, as law alone cannot be sufficient in the new age. The minister said this while delivering the 21st D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi on the occasion of the Central Bureau of Investigation's 62nd Foundation Day. Mr. Vaishnav mentioned that rapid technological, economic and social growth have altered the context of conventional investigation. He said that to solve new age challenges, especially the ones raised by AI, the CBI should look at more collaboration with startups, industry and academia.
The role of technology, that has increased significantly. Changes which are happening both on the economic front, in the social front and on the technological front, I'll request that CBI and its great team should look at more collaborations. Going forward, as we take up this journey for Viksit Bharat, we should collaborate with startups, we should collaborate with industry, and more so, we should collaborate with the academia.
At least 18 people were killed in a fire at a crackers factory in Banaskantha district of Gujarat. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel expressed grief over the incident and announced a financial assistance of 4 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Talking to media, Cabinet Minister Hrushikesh Patel said 5 people have been injured in the fire accident. A report.
At least 23 workers were feared to be trapped under the debris after the collapse. Cabinet Minister Rishikesh Patel informed the media that the district administration undertook rescue operation immediately after the incident. 5 injured people were rescued and are being treated at hospitals in Palanpur and Disa, while 18 workers, mostly from neighboring state of Madhya Pradesh, have lost their lives. The minister also said that factory's license had not been renewed, yet the firecrackers were stored there. He assured that the government is taking strict action against those responsible for the incident, and 2 individuals have been arrested so far. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the loss of lives in the explosion. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Wishing a speedy recovery to the injured, Mr. Modi in a social media post said that the local administration is assisting those affected. The Ministry of External Affairs today said that the Army Field Hospital established by an Indian medical contingent has treated around 104 patients as part of Operation Brahma in the quake hit Myanmar. 2 major surgeries were undertaken. The ministry also added that 1 Indian Air Force aircraft carrying 16 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material arrived at Mandalay Airport in Myanmar at around 2 p.m. today. The Create in India Challenge CIC Season 1, as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit or WAVES, has achieved a new milestone by crossing 85,000 registrations, including 1,100 international participants. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting stated that over 750 finalists from across 32 diverse challenges have been selected after a meticulous selection process. They will have the opportunity to showcase the outcomes and outputs of their individual challenges, talents and skills. In IPL T20 cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 172 runs against Punjab Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium. Earlier put into bat, host Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. Both the teams have 2 points each, with Lucknow placed on 3rd position and Punjab at 5th in the points table. Lucknow won their last match against Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets but lost to Delhi Capitals by 1 wicket. NASA astronaut Sunita Williams has shared her excitement about reconnecting with her father's homeland, India, and sharing her experiences about space exploration with the people of the country. Ms. Williams made these remarks while talking to the media after her return from an extended mission aboard the International Space Station. She returned to Earth aboard the SpaceX Crew 9 Dragon spacecraft on the 19th of last month after a 286-day stay in space. In reply to a question about her views on India from space, the NASA astronaut described the country as amazing and highlighted the breathtaking views of the Himalayas she witnessed during her mission. The 4th edition of Exercise Tiger Triumph, the bilateral tri-service India-US humanitarian assistance and disaster relief exercise, has begun today at Visakhapatnam. This exercise is aimed at developing interoperability and formulation of standard operating procedures for conducting humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations between the two countries. India's coal sector has crossed the milestone of 1 billion tons in cumulative production for the financial year 2024-25, reaching over 1,047 million metric tons. The Ministry of Coal today announced that this represents substantial growth of 4.99% compared to the financial year 2023-24, with a cumulative production of around 997 million metric tons. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Chile agreed to hold discussions toward comprehensive economic partnership agreement to boost trade and investment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chile President Gabriel Boric Font hold talks in New Delhi. Parliament passes Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 to come up for consideration and passing in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Defence exports surged to record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in last fiscal, registering a growth of 12.04%. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav calls for techno-legal approach to tackle crime. At least 18 people killed in fire at a crackers factory in Banaskantha district of Gujarat. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants set a target of 172 runs against Punjab Kings. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.